Feel Good Ink, written by Boss Toaster, read by Opal Song. Fandom, Voltron, Legendary Defender. Rating, explicit. Relationships, Lance Shiro, Allura Shiro, Matt Holt Shiro, Keith Shiro, Hunk Shiro, Colavan Shiro, and Allura Matt Holt Shiro. Also tagged for Santa outfit, humiliation, semi-public sex, cross-dressing kink, kinda, spanking, like 2 seconds of it anyway, bottom Shiro, nodding, denial, but like not in the fun way at first, sex toys, fucking machines, rough sex, biting, scratching, breath play is attempted, somnophilia, consensual somnophilia, fisting, anal fisting, rutting, animalistic, puppy play, pet play, face sitting, and threesome, female, male, male. Part 3 of the Bedroom Hymns series. Chapter 1. Shiro Lance. Shiro gets a sexy Santa outfit as a gift. Shiro stared down at the package on his bed, one brow raised. He glanced back at his door, as if whoever had left the wrapped present here would suddenly appear behind him. When no such thing happened, he picked up the thin cardboard card left on top. To Lance, from Shiro. What? Shiro flipped the card over. On the other side, in Lance's messy scrawl, read, I thought this would be fun. With a winky face after. Okay, now I'm afraid, Shiro murmured, flipping the card over in his hand. Looking down at the package, Shiro ran his fingers along the wrapping. It wasn't quite the same texture as on Earth, without the same level of gloss. It was decorated in artful splotches of red and green, like ugly tie-dye. Scratch that. Shiro was very afraid. The lid was wrapped separately from the base, so that it could be lifted up simply. Shiro took hold of it, but hesitated. It wasn't that he didn't trust Lance, so much as he didn't trust his sense of humor. Especially when something was supposed to be a gift for himself rather than for Shiro. Then again, Lance wasn't going to do anything that wouldn't be fun for Shiro. Or at least fun overall. He'd absolutely do something to embarrass Shiro in the meantime. Taking a breath, Shiro finally lifted the top off and paused. Inside was white fur, something red peeking out from behind. Shiro tilted his head and placed his hand over the fur. It was pleasantly plush to the touch, but didn't feel real. more like the fuzzy kind of material that fancy bathrobes on TV looked like. So far, that was pretty nice. Shiro picked the present up and brought it closer, so he could rub it against his cheek. Very nice. All right, then. Underneath was a satiny-looking fabric, in fire truck red. Combined with the white fur, something finally clicked. Shiro held up the fluffy mass and determined it to be a garment rather than just a lump. It was essentially an open vest, without buttons to close, that only went down a few inches. It looked like it'd end just over his pecs, and it would gape open the whole time. With a sigh, Shiro put it aside and picked up the next piece. It was a Santa-style skirt, cut scandalously short. It would, if Shiro was lucky, cover his ass, but not much else. At first, he wasn't sure if Lance expected him to walk around with his junk on full display, but then he noticed the white panties underneath. They were nestled between a Santa hat and what looked like folded white socks. A quick inspection proved them to be thigh highs. Overall, it was a ridiculous outfit. Shiro wasn't surprised at all. For a moment, he considered putting the present to the side and just heading to bed. Shiro's dignity cringed at the idea of wearing such a silly costume. He was going to look absolutely stupid in it. What did Lance think he was going to get out of this? But then Shiro looked over the half vest again and ran his fingers over the material. It felt so nice against the skin of his palm, and it would feel even better against his chest. Shiro imagined himself wandering through the halls in this skimpy costume, knowing anyone could step out of their room and see him. He imagined how it would feel to be so bare out in the open, if only for that quick moment. He imagined how he'd shift from foot to foot in anxious, aroused fear as he knocked and waited for Lance to open his door. As he hoped no one else would stick their head out at the noise. As he hoped maybe they would. Covering his face with his hands, Shiro let out a groan. Was there nothing his stupid brain couldn't make sexy? But Shiro was already pressing his thighs together, fighting off a shudder. He knew what his answer was. So had Lance, which was probably the reason he'd sent this stupid present in the first place. Damn him. The reality was even worse than the fantasy. Shiro gnawed on his bottom lip as he pressed his legs together and tugged down on the bottom of the far too short skirt. It did him no good, and just emphasized how little of him the clothing covered. He hadn't anticipated how hyper-aware being in public would make him. Every part of his skin prickled, and each gust of the castle's inner air system made him shiver. The vest was almost as bad as the skirt, only occasionally hiding his reddened nipples. But when it did cover, it brushed the nubs, sending shocks of pleasure through them. Already, Shiro was feeling slick between his cheeks. His knees trembled slightly from the chill of wearing so little and his own nerves. And Lance wasn't opening the damn door. Taking a deep, gulping breath of cold air, Shiro reluctantly let go of his skirt with one hand so he could knock again. "Lance," he hissed, not daring to really raise his voice. "Are you in there?" "1 minute," Lance called back, sounding distracted. "Damn it. Damn it!" Shiro finally let go of the skirt completely so he could cover his face with both hands. What was he supposed to do now? "Lance!" he called again, louder now. He didn't quite switch to his command tone, mostly because he was afraid it would attract more attention. Calling for Lance and not getting a prompt answer was commonplace. Standing outside his door and barking orders would get people curious. There was a long pause. "Just a minute," Lance replied, now dismissive. Biting back a groan, Shiro bounced in place, hoping it would help warm him and get rid of his jitters. but instead it just made the scraps of fabric flop around. The skirt actually raised up, showing the bulge of his cock and the curve of his ass in the white panties, and the fluffy ball on the end of his hat swung around and smacked Shiro in the jaw. Shiro let out a low growl and smacked it away, then pressed his palms flat to his skirt to hold it back down. His shoulders curled in, the shivers getting worse. But horribly, his arousal hadn't stopped. If he bent over, anyone would be able to see the dark, see-through patch on the panties around his hole. Why, oh why, had he done this? "Lance, I want to talk to you about what you left in my room." There was another pause, this time even longer than the rest. Then finally, mercifully, Lance opened the door. He did not look contrite or excited. He just looked smug. It occurred to Shiro that Lance had known exactly what he was doing the whole time. The absolute jackass. "I see," Lance drawled, looking Shiro over. His gaze started on Shiro's sock-clad feet, dragging up his legs to the bare skin of his thighs. Then his eyes paused on the skirt, head tilted slightly like he was trying to see underneath. Finally, he continued up, over the vest and Shiro's hardened nipples, up to the silly goddamn hat. "I see very well." Shiro bit his bottom lip again and pressed his thighs together hard. Lance's eyes were bright with open, eager lust, and it was clear he enjoyed every inch of the costume. Hands twitching, Shiro resisted the urge to reach under his skirt and touch himself. They both stood there, Lance drinking in his fill and Shiro shivering in place. Finally, Shiro cleared his throat. "Can I come in then?" Lance's brows jumped up. Slowly, a smirk curled at his lips. "Not yet. I want to see the whole effect first. Spin in place?" "You..." Shiro's whole face burned with the force of his blush. "What?" But Lance only continued to grin. He raised one finger and swirled it in a little circle. "A spin, please." Shiro's breath caught. He shouldn't. This was pushing it already. And he didn't want to show off the stupid outfit any more than he already was. Except that Lance's open amusement at Shiro's predicament was just making him wetter. Finally, Shiro sighed and began to turn in place, slow and steady. "Stop like that." Shiro froze in place, his back completely to Lance, so he was staring at the metal wall. Why? He glanced over his shoulder, frowning. "Is something wrong, or can I finally come in?" Humming, Lance stepped over and put his hands on Shiro's hips. The contact was so warm compared to the cold air that he shivered and bucked from the slight brush. "No, I want to see. And I don't think you want to come in just yet, right?" His fingers slid down the curve of Shiro's ass, rasping on the satiny material, then hooked under the bottom of the skirt. "So why don't you bend over and put your hands on the wall?" Completely caught. Shiro ducked his head and slammed his eyes shut. His cock twitched in the confines of the panties as he gave another full body shiver. Then, slowly, not quite reluctantly, Shiro reached out and put his palms on the wall. It made his back arch and his ass push back, which also made the skirt flip up slightly. "Good. You look perfect like this." Lance paused, smirking when Shiro shuddered again. "Spread those legs, too." This time, Shiro barely hesitated as he obeyed. "Just like that." Lance smoothed one hand down the small of Shiro's back. "Don't you worry about the cold. You're going to be so warm in a couple of minutes. Now, let's see what you've got here." He lifted up the skirt completely, holding it so Shiro's ass was utterly exposed to the chilly air. "Oh my, what do we have here? Do you like this?" Shiro let out a low groan. "Lance," he protested, please. But Lance just moved his other hand under the skirt, tracing along the wet spot surrounding his hole. Please what? Do you want to go inside? Or do you want me to finger you out here, where anyone might step out and see you? Do you think they'll like your slutty little outfit as much as I do? Fuck! Shiro winced at his own volume. He covered his mouth with one of his hands, the other still pressed to the wall. Please, he mumbled through his fingers. I can't. You... Lance laughed and pressed the fabric in, rubbing it against Shiro's hole and threatening to push it inside. I asked for an answer, Shiro. Maybe I should punish you for disobeying. I could spank you right here. Imagine if anyone came out and saw you dressed like this, leaning against the wall, skirt up as I spank you until you beg. Would you keep begging with them watching? Would you like the audience for you being such a slutty boy for me? Would you like them to know you're being bad? A whimper slipped past Shiro's lips, no matter how tightly he pressed them together. I, Shiro keened as his eyes rolled back. Lance! Lance stepped closer and licked over the back of Shiro's neck, just to make him shiver and squirm. Tell me no if you don't like it, he murmured, tone more serious. Tell me no and I'll back away. No! Shiro jolted up, then paused. No, I mean, don't stop. Please don't stop. Not stay. Yes! Words were too hard when Shiro was soaking through the panties like this. Do it. Any of it. All of it. There was a pause. Then Lance chuckled against Shiro's shoulder. You're really into this. I figured you'd grumble at me and blush. Then I'd tell you how pretty you are while you ride me. I didn't expect you to be such a mess in my doorway. It's nice, though. Shiro pressed his cheek to the cold metal wall, hoping it would leech away his blush. Didn't either. I thought it was a stupid outfit. It is a stupid outfit, but... He shoved back against Lance's hands. Just do it.
Such enthusiasm.
Despite that, Lance slipped his fingers over the top of the panties and peeled them off. The moisture made them stick to Shiro's skin, an extra exotic, filthy sensation as it dragged down his wet thighs. No, I take it back. There's plenty of enthusiasm here. With that, Lance pulled away. First, he tucked the skirt into itself, so Shiro was completely exposed. Then he took hold of a cheek in each hand and pulled them apart, exposing his hole to air. Completely open, visible to anyone who happened to come out of their rooms or down the hallway. So gorgeous like this, my slutty boy, Lance encouraged. He ran the tip of his finger around Shiro's hole, never quite dipping in. So dirty, too. Out in public, where anyone can see your needy hole, with your ass still pushed out to me, begging me with every shiver. You want it so bad. Why don't you ask for what you want? Oh, God, that was the worst. Shiro screwed his eyes up and shook his head. Lance, he begged, pressing his forehead to the wall. I can't. Please, no. There was a slight pause as Lance waited for Shiro's safe word. When it didn't come, he only hummed.
I think you should. I want to hear it in your voice. I want anyone walking by or listening to hear it. What do you want?
Arousal waged war with the remainder of Shiro's pride. Asking for what he wanted was admitting a need, and Shiro was awful at that. It was so much easier to just accept what the others offered without asking for more. But Lance knew that, and he knew Shiro was turned on by the humiliation of standing out here, so he'd picked the thing that would sting the most to do. Damn him. Why was he the most clever when it was inconvenient? I want... inside. Shiro's thighs came together as he shivered again. Please.
That's not all you want,
Lance pressed. And honestly, he'd been spending too much time with Matt, because that was exactly his kind of smug tone.
Come on, specifics. I want to reward you for bringing me my present, but I can only do that if you talk to me.
Shiro swallowed hard. Fuck me, he managed, the words barely audible against the wall. One hand left Shiro's cheek, then suddenly it came back in a spank that echoed loudly in the hallway. It was only a mild sting, but it still made Shiro jump nearly a foot in the air.
I can't hear you, Lent said.
He smoothed his hand over where he'd hit, the tiny ache already vanishing.
Clearly.
Lent had actually done it. He'd actually spanked Shiro in the hall where anyone could see or hear them.
Again, he breathed. Do that again.
That earned him a snort.
Not much of a punishment if you beg for it.
But Lance obliged, giving him another loud swat, followed by two more. It didn't hurt at all, really, but that wasn't the point. It was about the appearance, about the action, about the act in and of itself. And the fact that Shiro was pushing back against the hand like a needy slut.
Yes,
he groaned, head falling back as he finally cracked and gave in. Lance, fuck me. Fuck me. The words echoed down the hall, loud enough to carry, and Shiro didn't care. He liked it. The very idea of being caught was its own form of fun. Why not let someone watch Shiro lose himself, give in to being a good, dirty boy for Lance, beg and moan and openly need? Lance let out his own strangled moan. Then he took hold of Shiro's hips and yanked him back, making his back arch further. There were fabric sounds and a zipper being undone behind him. Then, mercifully, finally something pressed against his hole.
Do it,
Shiro breathed, eyes wide and lips stretched into a smile.
Please.
With one good thrust, Lance did.
Holy fuck,
he groaned, only barely quieter than his normal tone.
You feel so good, Shiro. God, you're soaking wet.
He rolled his hips so Shiro could hear the slick, sloppy noises as he dripped.
You fucking love this.
Shiro could only nod and whimper. Pressing a kiss to the back of Shiro's neck, Lance began to roll his hips. Spread your legs wider. As Shiro obeyed, Lance tugged on the skirt again, letting it fall down. It pressed between them, covering the top of Shiro's ass and some of Lance's hips. Now, keep one hand on the wall and use the other to touch your nipples. Put on a really good show.
Oh,
Shiro breathed. His eyes fluttered, threatening to roll back in his head.
Yeah.
With that, he brought his hand up to his chest, rolling his palm against one peck and nipple.
Mmm.
Lance let out a delighted breath.
You're doing amazing for me,
he murmured, sounding awed.
Love it when you listen so nicely to me. Love it when you show off how lovely you look, especially when you're so filthy.
Shiro pinched a nipple, shivering as it sent a shock of heat through him. Then he let go, took hold of the stupid vest, rubbing it against the sensitive, swollen nub.
Feels good. Move, please.
Since you asked so nicely. And with that, Lance started to pound him. Shiro's breath caught, keeping him from crying out loudly like he wanted to. Instead, he let out breathy groans, each one punched out of him with every firm thrust. Lance kept his hands on Shiro's hips, yanking him back to meet each thrust. His teeth found the back of Shiro's neck, scraping and sending sparks of white-hot need through Shiro.
It was amazing.
Lance, Shiro groaned. He rolled back, enjoying the wet sound as he continued to drip. By now, his thighs were a total drippy mess, which caught in the panties still around his thighs. They had to be nearly transparent with slick by now. Just another thing for someone to see. A moan rumbled out of Lance, nearly smug.
Close for me, Shiro.
The teeth pressed harder against his neck.
Touch yourself for me.
Eagerly, Shiro took hold of himself and started to jerk himself off. His thumb ran over the head hard.
Fuck yes, he groaned as he took huge, gulping breaths of air. Good boy. With that, Lance bit down on the back of Shiro's neck. Shiro sobbed, only keeping from screaming by sheer luck as he came hard. Another gush of liquid forced out of him, soaking his thighs and Lance's hips. Cum sprayed into his hand and the inside of the skirt. Giving a soft curse, Lance gave a few more fast, fierce thrusts, then came as well.
Holy shit, he muttered, slowly pulling back. Remind me to get you that riled up again.
Shiro only blinked at the wall, still riding the post-orgasm chemical high.
Good.
All right, come on, I can't carry you. And despite the scenario, I don't think you want Allura or Hunk coming to carry you, right?
Keith can carry me too,
Shiro pointed out, just slightly slurred. But then the actual content of Lance's words hit.
Yeah, let's go.
He pulled his panties back up as he stood. The wet fabric clung to him, cold after being exposed so long. Wearing panties with this stupid skirt was bad enough. Wearing soiled panties was something else. Lance put a hand on the exposed small of Shiro's back and helped walk him down the hall.
Come on, let's get you cleaned up.
Wait, Shiro said, eyes wide. I should go back and get real clothes first. We already pushed it way, way too far.
The idea of being caught had been so hot that Shiro had completely forgotten the consequences. They shouldn't risk it further. But Lance snorted. No chance of that. When Shiro glanced back, he shrugged. I told Pidge and Matt that Keith had never seen Monty Python. They and Hunk dragged him to an impromptu movie night. And Karan, Sam, and Allura slept in different areas, so they'd be safe.
Huh.
Sneaky. Why am I not watching Monty Python?
I told Hunk I was planning on spoiling us a little. And he made excuses for us. Lance beamed, pleased with his plan. And you didn't wait, which I'm glad for. Then I would have missed the movie and had to come up with another reason to get everyone out of the hall.
All that talk, all that worry, and it would never have happened.
Well, good. Mostly. Thanks,
Shiro finally replied. He leaned over to press a kiss to Lance's temple.
You were planning on fucking me in the hallway the whole time.
Lance grinned. Nope, I just didn't want you to actually get caught when I made you wait. I figured you'd be all cute and grumpy. Then the opportunity came up when you got so into it.
You're a sneak.
But Shiro was smiling as he stepped into the shared bathroom.
I think I should have my chance to make you be loud. Want me to suck you off in the shower?
Lance's breath caught. I think that's only fair. Dragging him into a stall and turning on the water, Shiro laughed.